Afrobeats, the S, was the name given to us by the Western world because they couldn't understand or categorize what Nigerian music is. So every Nigerian music that is popular at the time, they just categorized that as Afrobeats. And it was said that it was mainly popular in the UK at the time. So they gave it a name so that they can categorize the sound coming from Nigeria as Afrobeats. Okay, let's get that out of the way. Now, the concept of also maybe also there was Afrobeat before Afrobeats, the one with no S, which is the one from Fela, Femi Kuti, Seunkuti, the pure original sound. That's one called Afrobeats. But now everybody has packed everything together, and Spotify and Apple is calling it Afrobeats, everything together. So I guess we are riding with it since the Nigerian artists, they love it the way we are calling it now. So why should we complain? So let's get out of the way. So now we look at the concept of they want Afrobeat to go viral. We want Afrobeat to be everywhere. And yes, Afrobeat to the world now. And that's where we are at the moment. Now we have another series of problems when it comes to maybe identification or gatekeeping. People are saying what's true Afrobeats is. So it does not stay in Nigeria alone anymore. So every other person too is taking the kind of production we are doing now and calling it their own Afrobeats or whatever. It's a slippery slope, because at the beginning you want Nigerian music to be heard in the clubs in UK, America, everywhere. Now it is where you want it. You Nigerians have a problem with the fact that other people are creating this kind of sound, and they want it to, and since they are calling it Afrobeat too, Nigerians have an issue with, oh, why are you calling it Afrobeat? Oh, Afrobeat is from us. Afrobeat is this, Afrobeat is that. Now the question is, do you want Afrobeat to go global, or you want to gatekeep Afrobeat? You have to be able to juggle these questions, because you have to wait and say, what do you want? Because the origin, the concept of music, and Nigerians are notoriously known from jacking sounds from other places and making it their own. You look at Amapiano, I think that's Zinoliski sound already now, it's no longer from South Africa. You look at Amapiano, there's the pom pom I lifestyle, which originated from Ghana, where even Fela Kuti used it a bit. And the Oke Azonto also at some point, even for a while, when Azonto came up, I think Azonto was from Ghana. At some point it looked like it was a Nigerian dance or something like that. Even in the Wizkid had the song, he has an Azonto song also. Even Makossa when he came. But when you see the people from Congo and everywhere, when you see them dancing Makossa, you know obviously this is not ours. Now, this concept of Nigerian trying to gatekeep, should I say culture, or what's it called? Should I say what you've started? I understand the sense of ownership with it and everything together, but when you want it to go global, other people will come into Afrobeat to try and recreate whatever it is that you've recreated it. You've recreated whatever it is that you've done, but doesn't mean it is theirs. Even when they want to claim it, they claim it by they say, oh, it's Afrobeat. It's not. It's Afrobeat is more like lifestyle, a genre, and everything that you can call it. There are Afrobeat concerts now. There are Afrobeat shows, and even in this abroad that you people are pissed about, there's a Billboard. I think there's Afrobeat Billboard charts now. What is it called? Reggae started this way. At some point, Nigerians were doing reggae. In the 90s in Nigeria, reggae and this kind of sound are the ones that were popping at the time. So you might imagine Jamaica, the people from Jamaica and the Caribbean saying, oh, you are jacking our style. It was popular. People used it. Nigerians, for a country, for a set of people who are known to pick other people's culture and everything, and they feel they can make it better, we should allow Afrobeat to evolve. And also when you see a white person doing Afrobeat, you can talk about appropriation or everything, but in as much as the person does not say he or she is appropriating it or whatever, it shouldn't be a problem. Of course, I understand the concept of Americans and their narrative. Some are saying when Beyonce jumped on the old Lion King album, he did this and this for the Afrobeat movement, Chris Brown, blah blah blah. Yeah, of course, you needed their influence at the time. So you can't actually gatekeep this thing anymore because it's bigger than what you think now. So and then the American artists want to feature Nigerian artists so they could get the Asake vibe, or they could get Davido vibe, or Wizkid vibe, or whatever vibe. Wizkid albums is selling madly in America. You have Asake also performing in American late night shows. These are big feats, of course, because if you want to make it your own alone, don't fight for Afrobeat to the world. Just enjoy it with you and family and friends. But if you want it to go global, you have to be open to the concept that other people will listen, they will absorb, they will copy, replicate, and things like that. In as much as they are telling you, oh, this is inspired by this, I don't see a problem with it. And you saying you want to gatekeep. If you had been gatekeeping it, it wouldn't be where it is today. Because even people like Burna Boy, people like Wizkid, don't even listen to what you people are saying. They're trying to maximize whatever it is that they've created now, and they are doing more collaborations with artists from UK, artists in America. Even these people want to tap into their own audiences and say, oh, let me even see what's happening in Africa. So it's larger than Nigeria now. So you have to understand that this is not Nigerians alone anymore. You have to allow other people to tap into it, as long as they are not claiming they founded it or anything. Of course, I've seen some ridiculous articles also claiming XYZ about Afrobeat, because now you allow them to name it for you and create some sort of journey around it. So these people are claiming, they claim some how should I say it, ownership in terms of maybe narrative and everything, because you are going to allow it at the end of the day, because what you've done, okay, I'm not supposed to say what you've done, because what has happened over time has been you, they're leveraging over what they need from you guys. Nigerian artists also have also leveraged on what they need from these other people, and the collaboration is two ways. Their fan base listens to you, your fan base listens to them also, so they are able to grow fan base in two different areas. So this shouldn't be a problem, but then Nigeria has to be Nigeria anyway, because we've seen before Beyonce, before Chris Brown, we've had Akon who at one point featured almost Nigerian artists, and people even got tired, like, Baba, just stop this collaboration and let it go. So what do we really want to do? So you allow it to go global. So you guys are asking for I keep saying you guys, I'm sorry, that's how I see the industry. Nigerian music fans want their biggest artists to be on the stage receiving Grammy awards, receiving all sort of American awards. You go to BET, you want Nigerian artists to listen. These people will be on the seat too and say, what are these people doing? Let's see what they are doing. And they've listened to that, they know this thing is incredible. But no matter how white people create Afrobeat, you will know, even based on the lyrics, you will know. Except in Nigerian writers for them, even the Nigerian writers for them, the way they pronounce it and everything, you will know. But when the way Davido goes on Afrobeat is different from the way Wizkid goes on it, it's not the same way Ross will go on it. So they are not taking it away from you, but allow it to go global. With the time of reggae, everybody jacked reggae. Imagine some people in New York now, Baltimore, saying the way Nigerians are rapping, blah blah blah, they are trying to jack it away from us. They know you are not taking shit away from them, because the way you rap, they can sense the accent and everything that you are doing. Do you understand? So there is no ownership struggle with it. But then this is what I think, and I think you guys should relax and let Afrobeat go global. You've allowed them to name it for you. Whenever they do Spotify top 100, you celebrate it. Whenever they do Apple iTunes, whatever, Apple top 100, you celebrate it. And you guys, every time the big artist release a song, after 5 days every one of you is dropping screenshot of top 10 Apple this thing, you celebrate it then. But when other people want to do what you guys are doing, you go nuts. Sorry.